coming.
It's unfocused. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T. Welcome to Unfocused number 242, podcast about comics and video games and all that stuff. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist. Already did that. And we're back. It's episode 242.
Yeah, Blissey.
Blissey. Oh, what a blissful episode.
And Blissey is.
Oh, I get it, because I just sneezed. So it's like bless you, but Blissey.
Damn.
Damn.
Deep. Guess this. Blissey is the happiness Pokemon.
Ah, okay.
You're cool with that?
Yeah, fine. I'm okay with that one. Right. At least the ones with the blissful Pokemon, you know? Right. That's what I was expecting right now. I guess it's just translated.
Yeah, I guess that would have been really annoying.
Yeah.
You're the blissful Pokemon, too.
It's like... All right. The Chansey, the chance Pokemon, you know? Anyways, we're back. Happy holidays, guys. We just got back from our holiday break, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the 26th, the day after Christmas, and here we are. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcast, right?
Yeah, like, comment, and subscribe.
All right. AJ, how was your holiday and Unfocus week?
So last week we didn't have a show. And I didn't say why, because I couldn't remember why, but now I remember why. Not only was it because I wanted to go to Frank and Sons, and it was like the only day out that I had where they were open, but also because of Star Wars. The last, well, no, not the last Jedi, the recent Jedi, the Rise of Skywalker.
The recent Jedi. I imagine that was the name of the ninth one.
All right, that works. But yeah, so Rise of Skywalker, saw that. Good movie. Give it A+.
Oh, you liked it, huh?
I wouldn't give it an A+, but it was good.
he's like, okay, maybe not an A+.
I'm not going to say what I give it, because I don't want to deter you. But it's not low, though. I liked it. I actually did like it.
Okay, cool.
It was good, but I can see why people are upset with the movie, and I honestly don't remember too well The Last Jedi. But I feel like it wasn't necessary for me to remember what happened in that movie.
Oh, damn.
Because I really wanted to watch it before. I just didn't have time. But I was like, okay, I remember certain things that happened. I know, you know, someone died and all that.
Snoke died, right?
Yeah, and that too. But I feel like I didn't really... I guess the parts I remembered from it were, like, good enough to help me through the movie. So I was like, okay. So it kind of stands on its own pretty well, I would say. But yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. It was a good paced movie. It didn't stall on certain parts. I don't, maybe it did, but it was good. Anyways, did that last week. I went to Frank and Sons. I think probably the last time I'll be at that location, unless I decide to go again on Sunday. I don't think they're gonna be open Sunday.
And then Monday's their last day, right?
I think Wednesday or something was like their last day. I don't know.
It's not Monday.
No, but I think they're actually planning to actually open their new location in February. On February, probably my birthday. I don't know. Mm. Let me see. Because I know I saw them just announce that like the other day. Frankenstein.
On the note of Star Wars, it's funny. Even when Last Jedi came out, I felt like I heard a lot more hate for it. With this one, I've heard like two people say, dude, it was absolutely terrible. I fucking hated it. And I heard like four people say, dude, it was great. I fucking loved it.
I feel like the people that hated on it were the hardcore Star Wars fans that all the extended universe shit and all that. I feel like those are the people, like Will, that didn't like it, that hate it, that are too deep into the universe. But I think people that are just, you know...
So you're saying I'm going to hate it, is what you're saying.
I feel like the people that are like kind of not so much surface level, but like
attached to the old shit.
Attached, not like have seen just movies. I think are going to be cool with it, and they liked it. Like me, I've only seen movies. I haven't seen any extended universe shit. I haven't played any Star Wars games. Nothing like that.
I get what you're saying now. I understand. If you haven't seen anything but movies, you'll be cool with it. If you've seen anything outside of that, like the extra media and shit, you're gonna be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like if you know extended shit that happened, that was planned, that got cut because Disney cut it, you know, all that extended universe shit, all shit from the books. Yeah, because I hear they reference a lot of it, and they kind of play a little bit with some of that canon that was in that canon.
Oh, interesting. That's very cool.
I'm not sure how much of that is true, because I don't know about that shit. So,
as you said, the people that told me they fucking hated it were people that were like more like, they were kind of deeper into Star Wars. Now I think about it.
Because I'm pretty sure Carla isn't into the extended universe, but she loved the movie. I liked the movie a lot. I thought it was cool. I liked it. But then a lot of people that I know like are deep into the movie, like are all the ones like, oh, I hated it. And I heard people like, even in the movie theater when the movie was over, people were like, what the fuck was that? You know, like really, that's what they're gonna pull on us? How? You know, and I heard like saying some shit. I was like, that sounds like some deep cut shit. Like, I don't understand. Like,
I'm getting mad about people erasing other things, basically, and shit like that, right?
Yeah, like, they're
ignoring other things that maybe people wanted to see, basically, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. So, that's my take on it. As far as Frankincense go, it was dope. Oh, yeah, okay, that's why I wanted to bring up Frankincense. Because I did get some shit from there. And actually, they are open this Saturday, and that's their last time they're going to be opened. And they'll be opening at their new location in February 8th. So for my birthday, they're opening at their new spot.
Okay. Oh, dude, perfect.
Yeah. And then while I was there, just looking around, seeing what's new, saw some cool shit. And then I've been kind of on a hunt where I can. Every time I go to a comic book store, I'm always looking in there like old shit to see if I could find any old comic, Sonic comic shit. Mm-hmm. The Archie series. And I found this.
Oh, what is that? Looks cool as fuck.
So I found original Archie shit, Sonic Archie comics. When Archie had the series, this was my first Sonic comic, issue number 35. I walked into some random liquor store and I saw this shit and I bought it. So
is this a reprint?
This is a reprint or something. It actually says direct edition, so this might be an original. I don't think it's a reprint, honestly. I think it's the original. But in good condition and shit. I know mine's all tore up and lost. I don't know what happened to my shit. And then this, issue 27 and 28, this was a cool little arc. This is one of the first serious arcs that happened in the series. And I saw these there too. I was like, fucking dope. So I bought these. The thing that sucks though is that the fucking whoever had them was selling them at $10 each. But luckily, they're doing like a 50% off shit. So I actually got these for $5 each.
I was
like,
motherfucker.
Which I feel still is too much. $5. But I was like, fuck it. This is just on nostalgia. I would have bought everything they had there, though, because they had a lot of old shit there, man. Hmm. I was like, oh, shit. They have this. They have that. They had so much shit. I've never seen anyone with so much Sonic shit before. So as far as Sonic comics go, like the original Archie suit. And if I had money and if it was cheaper, I would have bought a good deal of it. But each one was like $10. Some of them were like 20 and 30. Like you know, highlighted issues, like, you know, like a 50, or actually I don't even see a 50 there. All the good shit was gone. Like issue like 38, I think is what it is, where Mecha Madness start, that was gone. I wanted that one so bad. So I'm like, oh man, this fucking 38 is here, dude. I'm gonna get that shit right now. No 38. I was like, damn it, was it 30? I think it was 38. I didn't see any 25 or 50s. That would have been cool. Because 25 was Metal Sonic, and then 50 was when Sonic first defeated Robotnik. So that would have been cool to see, but that wasn't there. Anyways, that was cool. That was my highlight going there. And then what else? I don't know. Great Christmas happened, right?
Yeah, there was a Christmas.
I did pick up the current Sonic series, and I already read it, which is cool. So I'm actually caught up now. I also picked up the next Power Rangers. Check it out. They're all Green Rangers.
What the fuck? Wait, what?
Yeah, so some shit happens where, I don't know. I got to read it. I don't know what's happening. Something's happening, though. But everyone's a Green Ranger. The fucking...
You can't see it because of the...
Yeah, but it's all... It's like the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the pink, the yellow, the black ranger. But they're green-colored. Same outfit and everything. Like, same pterodactyl, saber-tooth tiger, Mastodon helmet.
Is it the time when they gave their coins to Goldar? And the only one who had a coin left was the Green Ranger, and they're like spinning off from that.
I don't know. I don't remember.
That's the only thing I can. Well, I mean, that didn't happen in the show, but that's the only thing I can imagine why that would happen.
Something happened to their power coins, and when I last read it, and that was like months ago, so I can't remember exactly. But I'm pretty sure when I start reading that, it'll come back to me.
And now they're all drawing from the Green Ranger's power coin, huh?
Yeah. So I picked that up for myself. As far as some cool gifts go, I got this pyramid Rubik's cube thing from Steven. Mm-hmm. So. I already solved it a few times. I already know how to solve it.
Be proud.
And then actually the show, Unfocused, got some gifts from some friends. So Wags hooked it up with this Pac-Man sign that says Arcade.
Mm-hmm. So that was for Unfocused here, yeah. You know?
So that's, I'm going to hang this up somewhere. I do plan to get a new desk and shit and kind of change the layout. That's kind of more show-friendly, so that will go in the background. And then Net got us this.
Oh,
Aquanet. You can't read it here because it's green, but it says video game trivia, and I already went through some of this shit, and I don't know a damn thing.
Damn. Like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Like some of them, like I just did not friggin' get it. Okay, Cuckoo's back telling us that he heard us in the spoiler music. That's good. That means the show's working. But just to kind of give you a little taste of these trivia cards, and I think maybe we should do like a trivia card like every show or something.
You know, I feel like I should go grab my present because it relates to that present right there. Yeah.
For example, here, which studio was the developer for 2018 Spider-Man? Actually, that's an easy one. I actually know that one. Actually, that's right here too. Actually, these are not that hard. All right, let me get a harder one because these I actually know too. I think these are the ones I pulled to the side because I actually knew them. Let's take from this side. Okay, T, how about this one?
Okay. Hit me with it.
Okay, the question is, now developed by Red Linux, which motorcycle platform series began as a popular free internet browser game in 2000?
What? Is that a real question, bro?
Yeah.
Talk to me about no Linux fucking shit. What?
So now, no, this developer called Red Linux, not anything to do with actual Linux. This is called Red Linux. That's the name of this company.
I've never heard of them.
Me neither. Anyway, the answer is Trials. Never heard of that game. Here's another question. Actually, this one you might know. Which peripheral for the Nintendo Wii Remote was released in 2009 in order to improve the controller's ability to track movement?
Oh, the Motion Plus.
Yeah, the Wii Motion Plus. See, we know something.
But, okay, even that's kind of deep, though.
Yeah,
like,
right?
If I wasn't there and was annoyed with the whole thing, like, I would...
You weren't alive in 2000?
No, I'm saying if I wasn't there and annoyed by that whole thing, then how would I know about that?
Yeah.
Like, if I was a PlayStation guy, I'd be like, I don't fucking know. Or if I was a kid who's just, like, 13 right now, I'd be like, I don't fucking know that. Like,
yeah, like, there's some just weird shit in this shit. But I think it'd be fun to go through these once in a while. Just not to brush up, but just a challenge. Not only ourselves, but maybe some of the listeners, you know, maybe in chat or maybe... watching the archives on YouTube. Maybe,
that could be fun.
Maybe just for kicks, maybe we'll like, you know, give it like a second. Maybe mention the questions at the beginning of the show and then answer it at the end.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Or we can leave each episode with a trivia question.
Oh, okay.
Answer that
that's
the
cool.
Beginning of the next episode and yeah. Give a new one at the end.
I like that. Right? That's a good one.
Yeah, tune in to catch it.
Yeah. The thing that sucks though is that Google exists, so anyone that listens to the archive can just Google it.
Right? Yeah, I guess that's true.
But I think that's fun, and we have, like, I don't know, how many cards? Like, 100 and something cards in here, so I think we'll be good for a long time. Mm-hmm. 300 cards, so.
Oh, dude, let's totally do what we just said.
I think we'll be set for a while, so thank you to Annette for that. And then, cards got me this. The Sega Genesis Mini.
That's right. We talked about that. Yeah.
So
it's basically like for somebody new to this whole idea, it's like the Nintendo Mini, but the Super NES Mini.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, Sega.
Yeah. It's a Sega Genesis one, though. Like, it's a plug and play, plug it in and plug it into your TV, connect the controller, turn it on, and you have pretty little games on there.
Yeah.
I played a little bit of Sonic Spinball on that the other night, or last night. The selection, I wasn't big into Genesis. All I played was Sonic the Hedgehog. And all they have is 1 and 2 on there. They don't have 3, and Sonic and Knuckles was disappointing to me. But I played it so many times that I can get over it. But at least I have a way to play Sonic 2, I guess. I did a lot of shit yesterday because Wags came over, my brother came over. We played a lot of Smash.
I need to play some more Smash. Want to play some after this?
Maybe, because we also played another game. Chris hooked it up with Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, the actual Power Rangers fighting game.
Okay, never mind. Fuck that. I want to play that.
You want to play that? It's a pretty legit game. The roster is small, but
who is it?
I was having fun with it.
The 5 and who else?
No, it's not even the 5, dude. It's like the White Rangers there, the Red Rangers there, but also from the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. But then also you got the White Green Ranger from the comics is in it too. Goldard in it. The Blue Ranger from the recent movie is in it.
What recent movie?
The live action movie that
Why
came out a couple
in
years
it?
Ago. He's a playable character.
So it's anybody from any Power Ranger
from any
game?
Power Ranger universe.
From
any Power Ranger universe.
Interesting.
Not only the original shit, but any other, like the Wild Force. I think there's some Wild Force bitches in there too.
Damn.
Comic shit. Yeah, so it's pretty deep cut.
Actually,
you know
what? At first I was like, that sounds whack. And then as you told me more, I'm like, actually, that sounds pretty deep.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
There's a Black Ranger. Wags explained it to me, though. But he has a fucking vest on, and his axe is just the gun mode all the time. So he's just, like, in, like, SWAT mode the whole time.
Like Zack?
Yeah.
But the axe isn't... Wait.
Yeah, but just gun mode axe.
Yeah, I know about that. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's just he's just that's his weapon, just the axe. He's just fucking just shooting people down in the game.
Shit.
And Wags actually told me what his deal was too.
What's
so
his deal?
Apparently, what happened? And I don't know what comic or what universe has happened in, but the Mastodon coin, something happened where they split it, and so the powers got divided, and so the Black Ranger actually had his own little army of other Black Rangers. And so they wore those vests and they were just a squad that went out
what?
And just attacked. Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
But they all had a shard of the power coin. And that's how they...
Oh, the Black Ranger power coin?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So he's one of those, like, squad members, essentially, he was saying. I was like, what? So that's pretty... I'm not sure if that happened in the comic or something like that, but...
It had to have.
But something I can't wait to come across in the series when I start reading
it. You know what's funny? There's, like, a theme about the Black Ranger breaking his morpher. Because Adam... I don't know if you've ever seen Power Rangers in Space.
No.
The best... fucking Power Rangers because it has a fucking
running... I heard that's when it got good.
No, bro, that's the best Power Rangers. It has a running plot. It's yeah. The only one that has a running plot. Like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's some more newer ones that do.
I think they do, yeah. I think the newer ones do.
That was the first
one. The first one to actually have a good one, yeah.
And it was a damn good plot, too. Anyway, there's one episode where they run into Adam, you know, the old Black Ranger.
Yeah.
And they meet him, and his morpher is all broken, and the coin is all fucked up.
That's crazy.
And so when he morphs, he can become the Black Ranger, but like he'll fight and his powers will be fading in and out. Like you'll see him like flash back into his regular self as he's
that's
fighting.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was a really dope episode. Well, maybe we'll watch it at the end of this episode if you're down, like to have it in the background.
If we can find it or something.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find it. Like it's that guy, Johnny Yon Bosch. Like it's gonna be online. He's pretty popular. But yeah, it was like so there's actually a history for the Black Ranger breaking
okay, that's
his
a theme going
his
on,
coin. Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was part of it. I don't know.
Maybe Greg was part of
maybe.
It,
maybe. And then lastly, I think this is like the only other thing I want to mention. There's another thing I want to mention. The Star Fox. For $10, I don't want to get up and bring it down. But there's that game, Starlink. And it's out for PlayStation and Xbox and for the Switch. Xbox and PlayStation don't really matter because it's a Starlink. Starlink's just a new game, new property, new IP. But for the Switch, they did something special. They had a Star Fox campaign built into it. And then this game is also one of those Toys to Life type of games where you have like little figures that go with it, kind of like the Lego shit and all that. But for the Switch version, rather than give you some random spaceship from the game, they gave you the R-Wing from Star Fox. And I've always wanted that ship. Listen, as a kid, I always wanted like a toy
like to
or something.
Toy.
Just to have it, yeah. And seeing that in stores, I was like, I want to get that, but it was like $60. I was like, I'm not this because it's a game too. The game's included in it too.
Oh,
I see.
And
it comes with the little
it's
figure.
All loaded in there.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Because you know you also need it to play the game in a way. So I was like, one day. And I saw it going like on clearance and shit for PlayStation and Xbox. I was like, when it happens to the Switch, but it almost never happened to the Switch. I dropped it in price like once. It went down to $40 for a bit, but I didn't grab it that time. But couple weeks ago I saw it in Best Buy for $10. I was like, I can't pass up $10. I'm getting that shit right now.
And you did?
I'm not gonna play the game, but I just want the fucking R-Wing.
I just saw it. Damn, that's pretty
all right, epic. I'll get up again.
Maybe you should get it. Yeah, it's pretty epic. Oh my god, that's dope. What are those big ass extra cannons on the side there?
So these cannons shit is part of the Starlink game, so I don't need this shit. You can take them off.
Okay, there we go.
There you go, right? Yeah. But it does come off, and Fox is inside right there.
Damn! That's hard
so
as fuck.
So when you put it on here, you can actually see him inside of it.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. But I fucking always want an R-Wing. Fucking have an R-Wing now. So that's just sitting up here chilling.
Dude, you're that's a bucket list for you.
Yeah, it is actually. Because, like, even as a kid, I used to just draw this shit all the time. I used to, like, make it out of, like, I used to do paper airplane shit, and I would just, oh, this is my R-Wing, you know? Now I have an actual thing, so $10 worth it.
$10 worth it, he says.
Yeah, man. All right. And then last year for Christmas, Anne got me a big ass Pikachu. What is this? Mega?
Holy shit, is that what I'm is that what this is?
Yeah, all this shit right here is all that right now.
God damn, all this?
I started working it last night because I haven't built it, just haven't had time because it's fucking huge. But here's the body of it so far.
But guys, look at what he has to work
There's
with.
There's like 10 bags of just yellow pieces.
This is four. There's still four more bags over here of just pieces.
Yeah, just pieces.
How big is he gonna be?
I don't. Well, this is just like, I'm guessing this is just the inside of his
body.
That's
a skeleton.
Yeah, this is just a
skeleton.
Why does
he have
right
such
here
a complicated structure?
I know, right? He does. I have no clue. It doesn't even make sense what this is. But I'm assuming arms are gonna be attached here somewhere, and I'm assuming this is gonna be his tail. I guess too.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, eventually. But yeah, but this is just his torso right here. So you got a head. So this is gonna be about a foot big, I guess.
Dude, that's fucking. That's extra as fuck.
Yeah, so nice, I'm working on that. Good hopefully, present. That was from last year too.
That's a perfect present for AJ to keep him busy for a while.
Yeah, so I'll continue that tonight, I guess. All right. But I think that's pretty much all I've been up to. You know, Soul Calibur and all that too. I did play something else. Play some Skullgirls with the guys after Soul Calibur one night. Did that. Yeah. That was a couple of weeks ago, actually. Never mind. Anyways.
All right. For me, definitely a lot of Soul Calibur. I'm playing a lot of Soul Calibur.
Hammer's back, right?
Hammer's back. It's within my possession. I'm again worthy. It's been a while. And then also, I've just been kind of destroying people online sometimes.
That's cool.
But don't get me wrong, there's been people that I can't do shit about. Like, it's really got me annoyed. Like, especially Raphael's, man.
Yeah, actually, I played like a good 10, 20 match. I don't know how many matches I played with Raphael one day. And actually, remember when that last week when Drew was complaining, everyone's learning the sidestep. I was fucking hurting out sidesteps playing that Raphael.
You have to,
yeah. Like he's so fucking linear that you have to sidestep that motherfucker.
Yeah, because he'll lock you. He'll lock you in a way where, like, even if you block and respond at the right time, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like,
and he'll hit you. And he's also just too fast, too. And also, I was playing Samina, too, so I wasn't completely on game of my abilities, my options, and all that. So it was even more difficult for me. So
I don't know if you play Shanghua, but you want to put Shanghua against that fool because she's fast enough to, like, actually get around him and shit.
Yeah. And he fucking has range too, like a bitch.
Oh my god! Like, dude, that's why he fucks me up as Taki, dude. Like, his range is nuts, dude. I have nothing. At least with Cassandra, like, you can throw that shield. You can do that fucking, you know, Captain.
Dude,
America
even
rush
as Sungmina, he has reach over Sungmina. Like,
I would get. Are you serious?
Yeah, like I would get a good distance where I was like, oh yeah, I'm safe right here. I can poke him from far, like, and he'll like jump in and freaking reach out and fucking poke you. I was like, what the fuck, like. Oh man, and he's kind of fast too, where those reaches actually reach me too, like just in time. I was like, wow.
Hey, you know, one thing I will be happy about this new season of Soul Calibur, they balanced out the fucking Taki and Geralt thing, because goddamn, bro, that shit was so frustrating when you played somebody who knew how to beat Taki with Geralt.
So
like, there's literally like very few things you could do. You'd have to really mind game them like bad if you were like Taki.
So either Taki was buffed or Geralt was nerfed.
I don't know which it was. I think maybe she was buffed because she has a lot of good moves to close the distance. No, yeah, that's what it is. Taki's buffed.
Okay.
Because she has more moves to close the distance now. She has that flip into the spin kick, and she has that forward A with a slash, and like.
You got that low possession shit now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Those things kind of like give her a chance to actually fight against him now. So it feels fair. Like, even though he still has a little bit of like a range advantage, it feels more fair now. Like, okay, I got to work hard, but I can beat this fool sometimes. Before it was like defeating feeling like, okay, what can I do about these fucking moves? Like, I get trapped in them because of the distance, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so now, yeah, they made that better. Anyway, besides that, you know, I also went to the comic store. On top of getting my new X-Men comics, which I'm not going to fucking show off because I always show off all these X-Men comics of the same storyline, I actually finished off my History of the Marvel Universe. I bought the last two comics. One seems to be focused on the villains here, more like in the 90s time. Mm-hmm. And this one's focused on the modern age. It has Captain Marvel on the front. It has, like, you know, Miles Morales. Jane Foster is Thor. Captain Falcon. You know, Falcon is Captain America.
I was like, wait a minute.
I know, you're like, what the? Show me your move. No. It's Falcon is Captain America. I feel like, basically, this one is showing us people that might be in the movie really soon. You know what I mean? Take a look at it. Captain Morvel.
Actually, kind of
Miles
is,
Morales.
Yeah.
Jane Foster's Thor, you know.
Miss Marvel.
We know she's going to be in a show really soon. Rocket Raccoon, we know he's going to be the focus of Guardians 3. I see an Invisible Woman in the background.
How do you see Invisible Woman in the background?
She's not using it.
Oh, okay.
One point, AJ, I didn't think about that. All right, but yeah, so I got those today. So I got some reading to do tonight.
All right, I pulled out one random trivia card for later.
All right. Good. Don't forget about that card, guys. Other things. Oh, so for Christmas presents, I got some from our gaming partners that ever helped me continue to get better at games by beating my ass. This one from Steve, an encyclopedia of the MCU. I have a lot of Marvel encyclopedias, but I never had one about the MCU. About
Did you see the group that was here? Where's that group?
Yeah, I put them in my bookshelf,
actually. Oh, okay, Drew gave that to us.
That was so cool of him. Yeah, no, I put them in our bookshelf over there, like, so it's, we got access to them at any time. It's pretty dope. And, you know, I've had a few already in there from events, and then now Drew added to our collection, so that was a really cool Christmas present, too. And this is from Steve, and this is an MCU, you know, encyclopedia. Now.
That's cool.
So now we have all the spectrums. You know, we got the comic and the movies, so that's pretty dope. Like, that's dope. I like it a lot. And then, take a look at that. It's got all the items and, like, you know, the little backstories. And this is where they mention that Wanda Maximoff had a power awakened in her because of her Infinity Stone.
So
this is the first mention of mutants, basically, is this book right
here. So a power was awakened, but what that power is, we don't know yet.
They don't say it.
Okay,
yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, so...
Damn, so do you think someone did something to close off all mutant powers? Maybe it was Professor X.
No, oh, shit, I didn't even think about Wow, I never even fucking thought about some shit like that. I was thinking something activated, and it was always dormant. Maybe, like, Celestials had their shit in people, and it was dormant, and then whatever the fuck happened activates them. Maybe the snap or something.
Dude, I don't know. But imagine, what if some big mutant revolution was happening at some point, and it was getting so bad that Professor X and maybe somebody else got together and was like, we need to, like, wipe everyone's memory of this and just dormant these powers until we can figure out a better solution.
Damn. I don't think Professor X is powerful enough to dormant all the mutants' powers. That'd be fun.
You know, because he can connect to everyone, though, right?
He could, but, I mean, I think...
Maybe
with Cerebro, that'd be a stretch.
Or maybe he got some help from, like, I don't know, like...
Other psychics? Gene and other psychics?
Maybe not a psychic, but, like, a magic user. Like, someone connected to, what's his name? Doctor Strange.
AJ, that's pretty cool.
Like, the ancient one or something.
I actually like that idea
Because they also want to protect, you know, the realm and all that, too. So maybe that was somehow a threat to other things, trying to challenge.
Oh,
and, like, you know, we need to do something about this mutant that got together. And
AJ, you know what?
You like that shit?
You know what? You need to read Excalibur.
Oh, shit.
Excalibur is all about mutants and magic and how they connect. And it's so funny you said what you said. There's some connections to some of the things you just said right now. And how, you know, witches and warlocks and magicians and shit.
Right.
They consider mutants to be witch breeds because they're using... Oh, wow. As type of magic embedded in their DNA. That's how they look at it, you know?
Okay.
They call them witch breeds. And I'm like, that's funny that you said that, because that's a pretty interesting connection. Like, I wonder if they would go that way. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe I just wrote phase four.
Or predicted the future.
Or predicted the future, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I got the spirit of Tupac in me.
Stop. Stop banging the table. All right, other thing I got from Chris, very good co-fighter of ours. X-Men Munchkin Game.
What are these?
Card battle games.
That's cool.
A lot of fun. Maybe we can play it all together as a group. So I'm looking forward to it. That's pretty cool. I'm in the spirit of X-Men because of the whole House of X, Powers of X thing that happened this year, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is very poignant timing for this game. Like, maybe I'll play that.
Oh, shit, there's a die involved.
And I've always wanted to play a Munchkin game because
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're kind of a big thing, and I never played one.
I've never played one.
Maybe we can try it out, you know? Like, maybe we can fucking show little segments on the show and talk about it or something.
Maybe.
So I got that. That was a very cool present. I'm also wearing one of my favorite presents this year.
Oh, shit, that looks dope.
My awesome girlfriend. This is a Spider-Man Day of the Dead style shirt.
Yeah, that's dope.
Right? And, you know, Spider-Man's one of my favorites. I love skulls, and it's kind of emulating all of that. And I love this fucking shirt. It's pretty cool.
That's cool, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, they have a whole line, though. I got my brother a Captain America one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they have a whole line of them. There's a few. So you guys should check it out. I'll try and tell you the name of it.
Oh, yeah, I got a shirt, too, from Wags. It was a shirt that I saw in the store, too, and I was thinking about getting it, and I was, like, on the fence of getting this shirt. But it was too pink for me, so I didn't get it. But it's a Sonic shirt. So it's like old school, like Sonic
shit,
art.
Where is it?
It's in a room. It's in my drawer already put away, so I'm not going to go and grab it. But it's fucking pink, though. That's the reason. But the Sonic, he looks cool because not only is he like old art, but he's also like, in a way, transparent, but it's a blue background, so he still looks blue. But it's like a blue background with rings just floating around. So you see Sonic. It looks dope.
You get you to step up your wardrobe, that's all.
I know, right?
That's pretty dope.
He's like, I thought you'd be into pink. I'm like... He's like Pink Yoshi, you know, and Peach and all this. And
I was like,
yeah, but not wearing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you don't wear it. I was like, he's known you for years. I've never seen you wear pink,
you know.
Anyway.
Or any other color. Anyways. But I think I'll try to pull. I'll pull it off.
You know? Wags also got me a straight white Marvel's T-shirt. That was pretty cool.
That's cool.
Just repping the whole brand, so I kind of like that. I don't have anything that reps Marvel as a whole, so I'm like, that's pretty cool.
That's nice.
Nice little variety. I like that a lot. Thank you, Wags.
But yeah, that's all our nerd gifts.
Okay. Other things that I've seen: Hunt for the Wilder People was a movie that I watched on Hulu. You can watch it on Hulu without commercials. It's really fucking good. One of the best movies I ever saw, actually. And the funny thing about this movie is it contains Sam Neill from Jurassic Park, the original one, and Jurassic Park 3. You know,
Okay. Yeah.
He's
not Australian. He's a scientist.
I think he's Australian.
I don't think he's Australian. Just because he wears a hat doesn't make him Australian.
No, he's Australian because he's Australian in this movie, too.
That's different.
Anyway, in real life, he's Australian. I'll tell you that. I don't know about the movie.
You know, I love Jurassic Park, but I don't know his fucking name in the movie. Maybe. Professor or Doctor something.
Yeah, I don't remember. But yeah, anyway, I saw this movie called Hunt for the Wilder People. So check out how many nerd references there are in this. One, it has the guy from Jurassic Park, right?
Okay.
Two, it's written by Taika Waititi.
Oh, shit, okay.
And this is what got him Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, wow.
One of the best movies I've ever seen. Two, the kid from Deadpool 2 is the other main character besides the Jurassic Park guy. And guess what? He's not named the same, and there's no connection I can see, but he's playing the same fucking character he played in Deadpool.
Oh, really?
He's wearing the big fucking hip-hop jacket. He's fucking always talking about money and bitches and hip-hop shit.
He's just talking shit.
Yeah, but it's just a different story. But he's the same fucking character. He names his hunting dog Tupac. And you're like, oh, shit. He's going to be always saying, oh, we're like Nate Dogg and Tupac or whatever he says, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you know, he's like, he names the dog Tupac. And it was a really good fucking movie. And it's on Hulu with no commercials. So I recommend people watch it. But yeah, that was dope. Other than that, I think that covers the most of it. Let's jump into some news, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Let me get that shit ready right here.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news. Oh, yeah. News.
What?
I got one other thing I did yesterday. So
too late. We're done with it. No, I'm just kidding.
As you guys probably know from previous episodes of Unfocused, I have a Raspberry Pi that I got from a yard sale and shit, right? And it's pretty much a ROM. It's a retro Pi. So it has emulators and shit around it, right? And I have MAME on it. I have arcade MAME. I have the original Turtles arcade game on here. And since Wags and my brother were here yesterday, we played that. Got three players and beat the whole original Ninja Turtles arcade game on it yesterday.
Oh, what?
Yeah. It's super short.
Wait, even Neon City Skyline? Oh, you said the original.
The original arcade, yeah.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, so we beat it. It's pretty quick, though. It's pretty easy. But, like, you know, because it's a home, like, MAME system, you just unlimited coins and shit, so we're just fucking hitting the start button over and over, have all these extra credits in it. So we did that. Anyways, that was cool. But, yeah, it kind of inspired me to want to build an actual arcade machine. So that's a thing. Right. But anyways.
I'll kick us off with some Unfocused news. There's going to be a new Lego movie. And, you know, Lego movies are notoriously funny and successful.
I haven't seen the second one.
I didn't see the second one either.
Saw the first one, though.
I saw Batman Lego, and that was really fucking good. I
haven't seen any of those.
Dude, that one was really good. The Batman Lego movie was sick. And so, you know, they're pretty successful, pretty funny in general.
Yeah.
But apparently there's going to be some more changes in their whole Lego universe, and there's a new movie that they're
making. Oh, so they have a Lego universe?
They said the next Lego movie will be more expanded.
Damn.
And when they say expanded, it will be expanded in both the Lego brand and with their WB and Universal contracts. So, meaning things from other contracts they have will probably be making an appearance in this, a la Jurassic Park, you know. The Flash, like maybe more DC superheroes.
Yeah, more DC stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, Jurassic Park, like other things they have fucking little connections with and like deals with.
Yeah.
With Universal and WB.
That's cool.
Which is a lot of shit if you really think about it.
Yeah, they're a pretty big brand.
Mm-hmm. So the next Lego movie is going to be more
expanded
and bombastic. The Lego Ninjago movie was the first Lego movie to.
Oh, yeah, Ninjago was a movie too, that's right.
Yeah, it's the first one to fail. Or not fail, but, like, not do well. You know, like, it didn't fail completely.
Yeah, because...
All the other ones have done really fucking well for what people thought they were going to be.
Because I completely forgot about that right now until you mentioned it.
Yeah, I remember seeing a trailer, and I was like, okay, I guess they're going to hit out of the park again. And they didn't. And I was like, oh, okay. That's the end of that.
But I do know about the other ones, like the Batman one and all that, too.
The Lego movie.
Yeah, the two Lego movies. I know about those. I kind of want to see them in the Django one, because I was always interested in that whole thing. Anyways.
In other news, there's a big outcry for people mad about a thing that was added to Netflix specifically to fight and help for kittens and other cat fans and things like that, and pet fans.
What?
It's a new documentary they added to Netflix.
Okay.
Right? It's called Don't Fuck With Cats.
Really?
Yeah, that's literally what it's called, right?
That's cool, okay.
But the only problem here is it's been notoriously disliked because it auto-plays a little trailer when you turn it on.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
They kind of show you, like, I mean, they don't show you anything, but they show you some guys about to do something horrible to two kittens.
Oh, that sucks.
And they cut it right there.
Wow.
But, you're like, you already implied it, and people are like, dude, why the fuck would you show that in the autoplay?
Yeah.
And for something called Don't Fuck With Cats. They're like, you know, everyone's already on, you know, people that are looking at this are going to be fans of cats. Why are you going to make them sad when they look at that shit? You know, like, if they want to watch the documentary and they're interested in learning about that kind of thing, you know, they could learn about it. But you shouldn't show that at the beginning, you know, like the... I don't care, personally, but I guess that's the argument being made on Twitter
that's
and online.
Weird.
So people are kind of mad that, like, when you go to Netflix, it auto-plays that whole moment and shows you, like, oh, that's...
It just leaves you on suspense, like, what happened to that cat, you know?
Yeah, well, it's like kind of like a shameless grab for watches, you know, basically.
I guess.
That's why people are kind of mad, I guess.
I could see that, too, yeah.
You know, so... I may not agree that it's a shameless grab for watches, but people are not happy about it, so...
Mm.
Keep an eye on it, but... I didn't watch all of it, or... I don't think I watched any of it, but I watched the description of the full-on little trailer talking about it. I was like, that's really interesting. It's about somebody who, like... starts out torturing cats online, and they think he's from one country, and they find out he's from another country, and basically it's how the internet community got together and fucking fucked this fool over who fucking fucked up cats. That's why it's called Don't Fuck With Cats.
And then I want to say something about TP Poker here in chat, saying thank you, because I allowed him to ask a question. He said, hello, good evening. He says, thank you, and may I say, this stream is amazing. Great host, fantastic content, and stellar interactions. And you gentlemen are truly excellent. Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're a champion.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone tell you differently.
I'm not sure about the stellar interaction part. That's a little far-fetched.
I hate this fucker. Yeah. All right. AJ, got some news for us, bro?
Yeah. So apparently Cuphead is on Tesla. Have you heard about this?
No.
So Tesla, you know, they have this big-ass computer in the middle of the thing. It has a big-ass screen and shit in it. It has games on it. Why, you may ask, right?
Why would?
Anyways, Cuphead's on there.
It's a car, right?
It's a car, yeah. The Tesla vehicle, yeah. And it has Cuphead built into it. I think it has a couple of other games on it, but pretty soon they're going to be adding Stardew Valley.
Oh, shit.
Right?
It's getting real, huh?
Yeah, so... But, like, why, though? And also, too, I know why, though. I was just asking, because, like, people, like, when they first think, like, why would can you play these games when you're in self-driving mode or something like that? But that's not the point of a Tesla having video games on it. Whole point of it, though, is so, like, when you're charging your vehicle at a charging station and it's taking forever, like, they may, then you may want to play a game while you're killing time, right? So that's why these things exist on there. So that's why Stardew Valley's coming to it, which is pretty cool. And it kind of makes me wish I had a Tesla now so I can play my Stardew Valley game while I'm just waiting there in the car trying to kill time. And then you can only get this game if you have the 2018 model or later. Only those would get the update.
Okay, only 2018 model and later, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. All right, okay. That's fucking crazy that the games have a connection to a car thing. It's pretty interesting in general that would happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like video games and cars just don't kind of match because the whole...
Well, again, like, this is what you want to do, like, you know, when you're killing time trying to charge up, because Teslas can take a while to power charge it. There are stations where you can do it. But sometimes you may not want to do a mall or a restaurant or something where you can charge your car. So... You can play a game in the car while you're waiting for it to charge.
Options are good.
Yeah. Anyways.
Right. Cool. Other piece of news.
When you're charging your car.
Other things. So, apparently, Avengers is going to have the name of their... Oh, they just had the name of their extra area part of California Adventure debuted. And it's going to be Avengers Campus. And so, I think that's a weird name for it, don't you?
No, I don't.
You're cool with that name?
Yes. This is where at again? At Disney?
And California Adventure.
Yeah.
Not Disney specifically.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. Because isn't that the name of the Avengers, like, the facility where their base? Yeah, isn't it? Well, I guess, like, I mean, it's a campus in a way, no?
Oh,
like their base?
I guess so that they live there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
That's where they handle their biz.
They have a lot of little fan art about it. They have a little Hank Pym section where it's going to be like a test kitchen, I guess. So basically it's going to be like you being shrunk down and, like, you know, seeing giant shit around.
Oh, that's cool. Like an Ant-Man type of thing?
Yeah, a little Pym particle section.
Ooh.
There's one thing they don't talk about in the little concept art, and there's a little section with an X on it. And I'm wondering if that has anything to do with the future of X-Men and what part they're going to play. This is already opening in summer 2020.
Oh, shit, that was fast.
Yeah, I knew they were starting construction, but I didn't know it was so far ahead that we're going to get it that soon.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you said you went to Disney a couple weeks ago, right?
And
you
talked about the last show? Christmas, yeah.
Did you do the Star Wars part of it?
Oh, actually, I did. I did the Galaxy's Edge. I did the Millennium Falcon ride.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah, it was dope because...
I didn't even talk about this last time.
I don't know why it didn't come up. It was a three-part ride. I mean, there are three different roles to be. Either be
a
pilot, a shooter, or an engineer.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's all for fluff. It's all pushing buttons. just button-pushing timing and making it feel like you're doing stuff. But the ride itself was dope as fuck anyway, because you're riding and you're feeling like you're on the Millennium Falcon. And
yeah.
You see the light speed and shit. I wish the ride was a little bit longer. You could do a little bit more with it. But it was dope, though. It was a lot of fun. I was a gunner myself. I got to be in, so I got to shoot.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, push the button and fire.
It's auto fires.
Yeah, basically, you know. No, it actually wouldn't fire when you didn't push anything, but, you know, just rapid tap the whole time. Like, you know, that's good enough.
It's got headshots all the way through, right?
Yeah, but the coolest thing is when you walk into the ride, it feels like you've literally sat in the Millennium Falcon cockpit because it's designed to look like the cockpit.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, Star Tours had pretty cool... the whole, like, when you walk into it, the video played with it too. So that was always pretty cool.
I did like that too. But this one, I feel like they went the extra mile. I mean, it looked like exactly like the Millennium Falcon and stuff like that.
All right, so dude right here is asking this weird question, asking, I don't know what he's talking about, but now he said, all right, I guess the stellar action comment was premature. Yeah, that's true. Your comment you're asking here does not fit with our show. But he was asking for $71,000 cash. Would you make sweet, unprotected love to a 68-year-old woman, homeless woman, who hasn't bathed in 6 weeks?
I mean, will the money be used to fund the show? Or... I think that answers it enough, the fact that I said that.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't agree with your question. That's why I chose to ignore it. And also, I'm a bit in the middle of solving this cube. I mean, pyramid.
Pyramid. That's pure. All right.
But yeah, so yeah, Avengers, what's it called? Campus.
Yeah, Avengers Campus. I don't know. It sounds weird to me. Like,
I don't know why it sounds weird to you.
I don't know. I think students and I think campus, and I don't feel like they would, like...
Are you thinking more of a school type of campus?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the first thing that comes to my mind. I'm just like, I don't think of them as, like, school students. I just imagine, like, having a little drama between each other. And stuff
I feel like campus is... I guess they could be a better... Like, why is it called, like... base. I don't know. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
But I get it, though. I feel like it's been called campus before. That's why.
And it may be. I just don't know about that. But I thought I never heard that. That's interesting. Yeah, it's very possible.
Anyways.
Yeah.
In other news, last time on the show, we talked about the Xbox Series X being announced. And I didn't question the name of it so much, like the Xbox Series X. But I've been listening to, like, a bunch of other people, like, talk about it. And I get it now, too. So... The actual system is called Xbox. They went back to their original name. Series X is just, this box is a Series X version, meaning they could be like a Series Y, a Series Z, a Series A, who knows. But this is them just trying to go forward with just making Xbox a platform that you could, like, just do whatever with. On top,
so it's like more flexible platform.
It feels like it's more of a streaming box than anything else, is what I'm getting at too. Because Xbox is also trying to go the way of streaming games, like what do you call it? Like Stadia is right now. They kind of want to go towards that, and we're seeing evidence of that slowly. But to kind of go on top of that too, why it's called Xbox is because it can also play anything from an Xbox. Because day one they said this came from Phil Spencer himself. Saying that the new Xbox on day one will be able to play Xbox 360 and Xbox One titles, so it's going to be backwards compatible at launch.
Oh wow, so that's pretty dope, because that's the one thing that's missing from a lot of Nintendo things is like backwards compatibility.
Well, you know, yeah, Nintendo for sure.
Everything is more like, you know, adding things to it if you want it, but
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
So, yeah, day one, you're going to have that. And, yeah, the name is interesting, where I feel like they're going to have different series versions of it. I feel like this first one is all going to be no Xbox original. Actually, you know, it didn't say anything about original Xbox. That's a good point. But, actually, I don't know. Was the Xbox 360 able to play original Xbox games?
You'd have to download a certain code to be able to play each
of those. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it was a thing that they would, like... So the main Xbox website would have a list of games and a link that you could click to get whatever you needed to play that game. So you couldn't play a game until you had something on it. I don't remember what it was exactly because I didn't play this.
Yeah.
But I knew that you had to get something and then you could play that game. And so you had to keep stacking something. Like, you know what I mean? I can't remember exactly what it was. But I remember it took a long... Like, people were hearing about things as they were coming out, like... Oh, we're waiting for this game to come out, because Jet Set Radio Future was supposed to come out, and people were like waiting for that for a long time, and then eventually it came up on their website, and then you can get something that will allow you to play that game on your Xbox 360.
I kind of remember something like that.
It was something weird and complicated. I feel like you explained it to me, and I was like, that sounds fucking stupid.
Yeah, like, I kind of remember that. Where did Mixer come from, Diplomats? I think you're talking about Stadia. but he's saying it's dog shit. I'm pretty sure he's talking about Stadia.
Dog shit,
but yeah, compatible with every Xbox game, so.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, Microsoft owns Mixer. But no, Mixer is like Twitch. When did Mixer come? We ain't talking about Mixer. I never mentioned Mixer. Where did Mixer come from? That's what I'm confused about right now. But anyways.
Microsoft owns Mixer.
Yeah, I know Microsoft owns Mixer, but. Oh, okay. That's another thing they're trying to push to as far as stream. But no, I'm talking about like streaming games, though. They're trying to go xCloud, I think is what it's called, actually. It's called xCloud because Mixer is the live streaming stuff like Twitch. It's Microsoft's Twitch. It's Mixer. It's xCloud, I think, is it?
Sounds about right.
There you go. Yeah, see, I got him on track now. Okay. But anyways, yeah, so Xbox Series X. So I'm guessing there's going to be... Also, this one has a disc on it too, so I'm guessing any other Series Xbox console in the future is going to be maybe have no disc thing on it. It could be like an all like streaming service part of it. So that's another thing. Like kind of like just a straight up like an Apple TV type of thing where you can just stream games. I'm guessing that's where they might be going in the future.
Yeah, that's where the money is, streaming service.
I guess so. Internet has to be better, though.
I'm going to give one more piece of advanced news. Maybe we can do music of the week after that. Is that cool with you?
Yeah.
All right, so check it out, because I really want your comment on all of this here. So we already know one thing briefly that you already knew. At the Video Game Awards, there was a Fast and the Furious video game trailer dropped, right?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
I heard there was a game trailer dropped and supposedly a movie trailer?
The movie trailer wasn't dropped, apparently, but it was hinted at.
Okay, so maybe it was just a game trailer that people were talking about.
Yeah. And so that was going on. Who did you say was that actually at the con?
I heard Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez were there.
Okay, so they were both over there. It was often reported that they didn't really want to be there or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. I heard, like, they didn't seem like they were, like, as excited to be there. I feel like they were just kind of paid to be there, and they were reading a script. Yeah. It's, like, what people were saying about it. Like, it didn't look that exciting with them being there.
So I say that there must be a new PR team going on with Fast and Furious.
But at the same time, though, the Game Awards, though, is more of an advertisement thing for games and all
games,
that.
Yeah.
So, like, that's where you want to go to see, like, new trailers and stuff like that. It's just being sold to you. Like, So that's like the other thing about it too. So I think they just had a bunch of ad spots open, and maybe they just took advantage of it. It's like, hey, let's make it more hype and get these actors there. I don't know.
Well, this information I have about Fast and Furious expands a little bit. So that's what I'm feeling like. I feel like they have a new PR team. Because there's this, right? The Video Game Awards first, right? Now, I don't know if anyone knows, but as of today, there's a new show on Netflix called Fast and the Furious, the Spy Wars, I believe.
Spy Racers, I think
Spy Racers, this is what this says. Spy Racers. And this is an animated kids show.
Oh.
CGI.
Okay.
Taking place within the Fast and the Furious universe.
Well, that's weird.
About, you know, they're trying to, like, get into, like, a criminal organization who's trying to take over the world and, like, fuck them up and shit, basically. The younger kids. Very weird move to me. Like I said, that's why I feel like they have a new PR team that's, like, doing this shit now. I don't know if it's going to connect to the future of the movies or if they're going to try to, like, cast people as them in the future to make it fun and make it interesting.
I might have to check it out just to see.
This is why I wanted to bring it up to you, because yeah. I want to see what you thought about it. And, like,
because I've seen all the movies, so I kind of know the thing that they're going, or, like how the story's going and all that. But the one I didn't see was the Sean Hobbs one, just because
I know it's not really canon. Like,
I think it is canon, but it's like
it's filler.
It's a way it is filler, I believe. But I also like I've talked about it before, where the core members, the core actors of the movie of the series were not happy about that side movie, and didn't want it to happen. That's why none of them are in it. But The Rock and what's his name went for the money and wanted to do it. Just because there was money there. Yeah, so.
And Jason Statham, right?
Yeah, Jason Statham. That was the full I was thinking of, yeah. But anyways, yeah, I'll check this one out. What I thought this was when you first mentioned it too, because you said it was on Netflix, I feel like there's some Fast and Furious shit that's like related or like sponsored by the series, but it's more about like actual people in the world like doing car shit. Because I watch a bunch of fucking shit on Netflix where like people like who build their own cars and stuff will actually... you know, got sought out by these people and they actually race their cars against each other, like on legit, you know, fields and shit like that. And then they advance to like a next round where they get to race every other winner from every other episode. So they do like 6 episodes. And at the end, you get 6 racers that race all together.
That sounds really dope.
I think it's called Fastest Car. And there's another one I saw about drifters, which is pretty sick too. Reminded me of like Tokyo Drift. But actual legit people who drift cars, they made this whole course where they go and drift their cars and try to do these challenges. To fucking win a trophy at the end and all that. Mm. So I thought there was a Fast and Furious series, like something related to that. I thought that is what this was. You said it's animated, so it's not what I thought. But it sounds interesting. You said it's with kids? Is it like...
They're just younger characters, I think. They're not like, they're not kids, but you know.
I wonder if there's any relation.
No, this is within the universe of the Fast and Furious movies. It's very specific on their description, yeah. Which is like, I don't know if that means it's canon or not, or if they're going to try to cast them.
And if I want to go canon with it too, Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift technically was based off high school kids.
Yeah, that's true. And that's my favorite Fast and Furious.
So maybe some connection there. I don't know. I'm just trying to connect things.
That's why I wanted to bring it up to you. I want to hear some
connection. Maybe I'll look into it and I'll give you
the exact synopsis of it.
Oh, shit. Synopsis.
A government agency recruits teen drivers Tony Toretto and his thrill seeking friend to infiltrate a criminal street racing circuit.
Tony Toretto?
Yeah, Toretto.
So Vin Diesel's character, his last name is Toretto.
Okay, yeah, now I know that. So it's related then. Yeah,
maybe our cousin or some shit.
To infiltrate a criminal street racing circuit as undercover spies.
It kind of sounds like the first movie.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like the first movie. But they're getting regular people, which is weird. And here's the last thing. Relating to the same thing. Fast and the Furious trailer drop. You know, whenever we do get the trailer for Fast and Furious 9, because I guess a bunch of you are pushing for it.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not just going to get the trailer. We're going to get a live concert and a big event for the trailer of Fast and the Furious 9.
What?
So I'll be more specific about it. So Universal is holding a new concert on January 31st, 2020, fittingly titled Road to F9. The concert will feature the trailer's big reveal alongside the cast of F9, but it will also feature a number of prominent performances, including Cardi B, Wiz Khalifa, Ludacris.
Luda?
Yeah, right?
And, who's actually a character in the movie.
Yeah, I'm assuming that means Cardi B will probably be a character in the new one, too.
I think she is supposed to, actually. I heard about that.
Sounds about right. Yeah, it says the Fast Saga continues. You're invited to join the cast at the Road to F9 live concert at Trailer Drop in Miami Friday, January 31st, 2020, featuring music performances by I Am Cardi B, Wiz Khalifa.
That's her name, I Am Cardi B?
Oh,
I
thought it was just
Cardi
B. It's on Twitter.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, that's her at, okay. Yeah. So, to make other connections to the series, it's Fast and Furious 2, or if I'm sorry, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, Too Fast, Too Furious with muscle cars.
Was based in Miami, I believe.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's true.
Where Ludacris was from, that's where he was first introduced. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if there's any connection. Maybe they're coming back.
I'm sure there is.
Anyways, that's cool.
All right, so yeah, that's all the Fast and Furious news. I thought you would get tickled by some of that, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit, so it makes me kind of more interested. I kind of want to go back and watch the movies now, actually.
Mission accomplished.
All right, and then we said music time?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, where is the music of the week?
Music power.
All right. Music of the week.
Yeah, it's part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we probably think you should be listening to. And this week, you want to start?
Yeah, I got an instrumental by a hip-hop instrumental. A DJ named Saib, S-A-I-B, and it's called Mint Jam.
Mint Jam.
Yeah.
My track is, by the way, just as a warning, my phone is at 1%. I'm going to play this off my phone. I don't believe it's truly at 1%, but if it dies in the middle of the track, I'm sorry.
You want to use my charging station?
No. Actually, I have my charger right there, so I probably just reach it over if I'm not lazy. We'll see how it goes. My track this week is from the artist Snow the Product. Right. This track is called, I believe it's Spanish, and I think it's Dale Gas. Dale Gas. Right? Yeah, so that's my track. You ever heard of this chick?
No, never.
No?
Let's find out.
I like her. She's pretty dope. I've heard of her for a few years now, so I just heard this new track recently. It's probably kind of older, though, but anyways, that's our tracks.
I felt Dr. Strange. Teach me.
And we'll be back after this music break.
Mexico.
All right, we're back with Unfocus. And my song was Mint Jam by Saib.
It is.
Dale Gas by Snow the Product.
I think that is it. That sounds really familiar.
You think so?
I have a lot of people talk a lot of shit at my work. I've had some shit that was talked.
It's funny, I don't speak Spanish, but I don't know. I forgot how much Spanish was in that track. But yeah, you heard it here first. All right, but we're back. Oh yeah, by the way, guys, we didn't mention this earlier, but you can also follow us on Twitter at UnfocusedTwenty8. Also Instagram at UnfocusedPodcasts. So you can subscribe to the podcast, there's audio versions on Apple Podcasts, or you go to collision28.com to find other ways to subscribe. And what else? Emails, unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. Emails about whatevs, whatever is on your mind, whatever you want to mention, talk about, let us know where we're not overly distracted by chat.
It was an active chat today.
I guess it was. All right. Anyways, are we ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Let me find the news button here. And where the fuck is it? There it is.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah.
And some breaking news real quick. I'm about to saw this pyramid cube again in a second.
That's fucking breaking. All right. You ever seen a little show called Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, once in a while. All right, solved it.
Damn, breaking. Wait, where's the sound? Where's the sound?
Oh, shit, where is it? Fucking dissolved this cube. I mean, pyramid. That's going to be hard to remember to say all the time.
All right, so Saved by the Bell was a 80s teenage show about being in high school.
Was it 80s? I thought it was like early 90s.
Pretty sure it's 80s.
80s? No,
dude,
90s.
The first season is super fucking 80s, dude. Are you serious?
I think it's so early 90s that they're just referencing 80s so hard.
I don't know.
I feel like that. Okay, let's.
You Google it.
Yeah, I'll Google it. You tell us the news.
Main thing we know is that you know, Principal Belding was the main character back in the day, basically him or Zach Morris, you could say. And okay. This one's gonna be playing by John Michael Higgins. I don't know what he's from. Actually, I do know where he's from. He's from Pitch Perfect. America Says, whatever the fuck that is, and Legend of Korra. He must be a voice actor.
Who again?
John Michael Higgins. And yeah, he's part of the show. He'll be playing Mr. Bill.
Okay, I don't know. Wait, they were doing a remake of it?
Yeah, Mr. Belding.
Cuckoo's kind of beat me to saying it, but 1989 was first season.
Told you.
89.
Told you.
You really want to count that as 80s?
Have you seen the show? Have you seen that first season? It looks 80s as fuck.
Because it's referencing that whole decade, but it happened at the end of the decade.
Doesn't matter. It looks 80s as fuck.
The rest of every other season was in the 90s.
Looks 80s as fuck. It doesn't matter. Anyway. Yeah. Mr. Belvedere will be playing by this guy. He's got seasoned vocal things. I don't know why he's doing something like this. But the story is basically that he's going to be someone who's constantly being pranked by rich kids and being talked down to by their parents for trying to stand up to them and shit like that.
Sounds like current culture.
Right? Exactly. They're trying to inject some new shit into it. For real. And then all this gets changed when Bayside gets an influx of new low-income students.
Whoa.
You know, it changes the whole thing and changes the whole like feel of the place and shit. And so, yeah. Zach Morris is going to be played by Mark Paul Gosselaar. I don't know who that is. But it's just a weird take on everything. It sounds kind of very different. I don't even know if you could really call it Saved by the Bell.
It depends on if they go with some comedic stuff.
Yeah, it depends on how the comedy is, I guess, overall. But I guess there's going to be some appearances by some of the cast.
Cool.
AC Slater is one that's confirmed. You know, the guy who played AC Slater. He'll be showing up there. And I don't know if he's going to be a teacher.
The old Zach plays the principal now. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what Cuckoo's is saying right now.
Oh, that's who it is? Yeah. Oh, I see. That's pretty cool.
Is what's his name coming back?
Who?
Mario Lopez?
Is that Slater?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just said he was.
Oh, okay. My bad. Mm-hmm. You did say that.
Yeah, but hey, Zach, man, you either die the hero or live long enough to become your villain.
Oh shit. That's deep.
Just saying, man. Alright.
Wait, is this a reboot or this is actually like a continuation? This is like some
honestly, I'm not
girl
clear.
Meets world shit.
I'm not clear.
Screech did like porn and assaulted people. He can't come back.
I heard something about that.
He can't come back because he did porn, you know?
That was a good one. All right. Other news. Netflix is teaming up with Mattel to announce their He-Man show. On Netflix.
Okay. Mattel has the rights to. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that either. They still hold the rights to He-Man? I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But they do. And, this is in addition to the 2D animated Masters of the Universe Revelation being developed by Kevin Smith. This is a separate thing. Netflix is also going to do a He-Man thing.
Wow.
I feel like Kevin Smith is going to be made more for us who've seen He-Man before.
I've never seen He-Man, so I can't. It's not for me.
Maybe. I feel it's for the more adult crowd. Kevin Smith made Clerks and shit, you know, Jay and Silent Bob, like kind of violent, crazy-ass shit.
Okay.
So I feel like his He-Man is going to be a reference to the ones we knew as kids. Like, maybe time just kept going and, like, the story continued or something. But this new one will be, like, a reboot for Netflix. Kind of like the Voltron, along the lines of the Voltron.
Voltron was sick.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of got the same... from what I'm reading, it sounds like the same kind of concept. You know what I mean? So, maybe it'll be really good. Those Netflix shows have been taking fucking off these days, right?
Yeah, they're not too bad. I'm not sure about taking off, but they've definitely been getting some good reception to those who've actually seen it. Like that. Also, like, which I just remember right now that I need to go watch. The Dragon Prince, I think is what it's called, is back. Season 3 now.
Oh, really?
Which is from the creators of Avatar and shit. That whole different story. So, have you seen that?
I saw the first couple episodes. I never finished the
season. Oh, no, it's pretty good. You should check it out. But
I liked it. I don't know why I didn't finish it.
Need to go watch Season 3. But also, you should check out Voltron and... What was I going with? I was going to mention. Oh, yeah.
Voltron kicked off with a movie or something, right? I think
I think it was like a long first episode or some shit.
It was too much for me. I couldn't finish it. I got to watch it again, though. You're right.
Yeah, it gets better. Like, if you can get past the beginning of it, like, it starts to get really good and shit and really deep. But also, the series, The Toys That Made Us, have you seen that shit?
No.
That's pretty sick. But, like, every episode is telling you the history of, like, toys from back in the day that were made. And they, like, go back to, like, G.I. Joe's, like, kind of come up with, like, how it began, how it lasted, what its downfall was, all the, and they kind of actually talk to some of the makers, original creators, and the people behind those toys and all that. And they do an episode for every different toy, like, season 3 just dropped recently, where they go over the original Ninja Turtles toys, Power Rangers, like WWF and wrestling figures, and My Little Pony. And those are all kind of interesting and fun to watch. I learned so much shit about WWF and like just wrestling, by the way. Back before WWF became a big thing, the wrestling scene was all divided in different like sections of the U.S. Like, so that the South had their own shit. Different parts of the East Coast had their own little... Yeah, and they all had their own little federations, pretty much. And then there was one big rule that they all follow, which is, like, don't poach other federations' wrestlers. Like, don't poach their stars to come to your shit. But someone broke that rule, and the person that broke that rule ended up creating WWF. And that's where WWF took off.
World Wrestling, he just kept doing it, huh?
Yeah, and that was Vince McMahon. Or whoever his father was before Vince took over.
Damn, a rule breaker from the beginning.
Yeah,
huh?
Broke the rules and made a big thing out of it. And then Vince took over and just started poaching other shit. And all those federations got smaller and smaller. And that's where we end up getting like WCW, ECW, and all that shit. And they actually explained all that history in there. I was just blowing my mind. I was like, what the fuck?
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah. But outside of that, I'll explain all the toys and how that came to be too. It's like, oh, that's pretty interesting. But anyways, good history shit. So anyone that is interested in some of those things, even just not toy-related shit, you should go watch that series.
Where's this but available on?
On Netflix. Okay. But He-Man was also one of the toys they reviewed, too. So they kind of go into history about how that series was made. You know, a lot of those fucking older cartoon shows were only made
to sell toys.
To sell toys. A lot of the time, the toys were made first.
It's true.
Yeah.
Mighty Max.
Mighty Max might have been a thing. I think Turtles was, in a way, like that.
Nah, Turtles was a comic first.
It started as a comic first, but they made the toys next, and it's like, okay, we need a cartoon series to go with this. And that's how we got the series. Yeah. So, yeah, the comic was original for sure, but then the toys came second. And before they sold the toys, they had to come up with the cartoon. But, yeah, a lot of old like cartoons were like that.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this He-Man show will be produced by Mattel Television themselves.
So, I wonder, like, back to that, I wonder if there's going to be new toys to go with that shit, too.
Oh, no, for sure. For sure. There's got to be.
And it's going to be by Mattel, too, so they have the rights to all that, right?
Well, this will be made by Mattel Television with Adam Bonnet, who did The Descendants, Christopher Keenan, who did Justice League and Batman Beyond, and Rob Davis, who did...
It's going to be live action?
No, I think it's animated.
Yeah, I think you said animated.
Yeah, it's 2D. Masters of the Universe Revelation and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the one from a couple of years ago.
Oh, the CGI one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
They're all executive producers. It is made by Rob David. I don't know who that is. But the fact that those guys are all involved, they made really good animated shit in the past. Somebody from Justice League is fucking a great idea, you know?
Descendants is a pretty big thing on Disney Channel.
I know. Yeah. Okay. I was hoping you would tell me what that is because I have no fucking idea
it's,
what that
is. If I'm not mistaken, if Cars was here right now, she would break it down for you like crazy. But I think it's about the kids of Disney villains.
What?
Yeah, so all the Disney villains that we know love from all the Disney series, they all have like their own kids that go to this high school, so like a whole high school drama type of thing.
What?
But they're all just the offsprings of all these different villains and shit.
Hmm. Yeah. That sounds kind of fun.
Amongst kids, it's pretty popular. I have no clue, but that's the extent of my knowledge on that.
Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah, but I think that sounds pretty like an interesting idea. I was like, that's weird.
Or it could be this other show. I don't know. Am I gotten that wrong? I'm pretty sure that's what it is, though. Anyways.
All right. AJ?
Yeah, other news. Evo Japan's happening like next month. And High Score Girl is teaming up with them. Again, apparently they teamed up with the previous Evo, which I didn't realize, but that explains why I saw...
We saw some shit there. Yeah,
High Score Girl
there.
Like trailers like on the screens randomly. But yeah, they're kind of teaming up again. They have some cool art, so I'm pretty sure some cool stickers are going to come along with that. I'm wondering if that's where Chris got his sticker on his stick from. Maybe it was from Evo. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, there's some team up. I'm wondering if the series or the manga goes into Evo at some point, because that would be sick. I'm hoping for that, because like, they teamed up several times already, so I'm hoping to see some Evo shit in that series soon.
Okay. All right.
That's all I got.
That's something right there. That's pretty cool. I didn't even know that show was funded by them or had a deal with them going on.
It's by Squaresoft, like the makers of Final Fantasy and shit. So that's pretty big to have them part of Evo in a way, to be supporting that. And if you want some like art for this shit right now, like I'm gonna show off this right quick. Bam. But yeah, this is like the art they have. Like it says Evo Japan in the corner right there, the arcade stick. And then, yeah, Evo Japan happening January 24th to the 26th, next month, less than a month away. And then hopefully after that, we should be getting announcements for Evo, like, you know,
what the normal game, what Evo, the games will be and shit.
What the games are going to be. And I'm hoping Seoul should be back only because, like we talked about last show, they're having the world tour that they're doing for once. So with that said, Soul Calibur should be a big staple in next year's Evo. Anyways, other news? You want me to go for another one?
Yeah, throw us one more.
Sony has
I got one more left.
Okay, Sony has unveiled a new DualShock 4 attachment. And it gives you some more functionalities. So the Xbox has, the Xbox One has this I think it's called the Pro Controller that gives you some extra buttons on it and shit, like paddles. Actually, more of a reference that I can make comparison to, the Steam controller. Not only do you have your normal bumpers and triggers on the top, but right. You also have these other little paddles that your like middle pinky fingers can reach on the bottom of the controller on the left and right sides. So you almost have like a third button down there that you can use. So PlayStation's doing that shit now too, with this extra attachment that you can attach to the bottom of the controller. I'm not sure what this LCD screen does in the back, but you just plug this into the bottom of it, and then you have these paddles added now to the bottom of the controller and that back part where your middle finger, your ring finger, your pinky can reach.
It's something you have to buy or something that's included with
it? Yeah, no, it's something that's a separate attachment. And I think you can actually program to what these buttons will actually function as, so you can make it like your circle or triangle button, stuff like that. So that sounds pretty sick. Or maybe R3, which is when you push the sticks in, maybe you can set it to that, because that's always weird to push that in, at least for me.
And dude, maybe Soul Calibur sets it to the kick grab,
Oh, shit, yeah. They don't have kick grabs no more, though.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but that's what I would use it for, though.
Right? That's what I was thinking right now, and I was like, damn, that would have been so useful, like, 10 years ago.
The screen just shows that it's bound to. What do you mean? Oh, okay, I see. So the screen on the bottom only shows you, that makes sense, or what you program those paddles to. So, yeah, that's why it shows circle and square here, because that's set to circle and square down there. That makes sense. And it also says player one on the bottom, too, so you know what player you are, so you don't have to match the colors up to whatever, like, the player circles are. I got you, bro. I got you. I get it. But yeah, that's pretty sick. If I had a Sony PlayStation 4, I'll be down for this shit. But I don't have a PS4. But this looks sick, though. Maybe I should just get one, because I know you can connect them to the PC and all that. So maybe that will work through that. But yeah, look out for that. Coming out January 23rd. I think I saw like $25 or something like that. $30. So yeah, looks pretty cool. If you're into like just hardcore gaming, you're like, I want to do this faster. This is what you would get that for.
All right. Last piece of news for me. Okay, so Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone remembers the ultra difficult, well, sometimes difficult games, Aladdin and Lion King. They're pretty popular, but they're going to be re-releasing these games.
Actually, you talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I talked about this.
Oh, you already mentioned it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then, we have some updates on prices then, if nothing else.
All right. Yeah, because they're out now, I think, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're I think they're just about to be out. Oh, no, you're right. They just came out a couple on the 10th.
Yeah, early this month. Yeah, because I talked about it months ago, like how is it going to be a thing that they're going to be together.
Oh,
as we see here. I didn't know it was coming out for the Switch, though.
Yeah, okay, so that's one of the new things, is that now it's available for the Switch. It's going to be a little bit cheaper. Also, there's going to be a special edition version. It's $49.99 with a 2-day free shipping charge.
From who?
From when you buy them online directly from Nintendo, I guess.
Oh, wow. What the fuck?
Yeah, the box version is available here for the same price. The standard versions are available $25 to $30. Don't pay more than that for them, apparently.
I did see these in the stores, too, like just Christmas shopping and stuff.
Yeah, so they have them clamped together. I guess they have them separately, too. Yeah. So, and I guess there's, like, extra features added to them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, some things, I don't even know specifically which features they have added, but they fixed a lot of bugs is the main thing, I guess. There's a lot of bugs and confusions and problems with the game.
Depending on what version you had, too.
Yeah, I remember there was one version with the Lion King where you had to stand on top of this lava rock to make it happen, to make it explode. But then, like, it wouldn't,
You have to be patient with it.
Yeah, you had to wait for like
I think I heard about that.
It was like 2 minutes, and you're like, you'd stand on it for like 30 seconds, and you're like, okay, so this shit does nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, you have to listen.
30 seconds longer, it'll happen.
Yeah, it's like, it's in a reasonable amount of time. You can now retry difficult areas, which you could not do before to a lot of people's frustration back in the day.
Yeah, because like, just like old games, like there's no like save points and shit. You couldn't continue. Like, yeah, just play it straight. So it probably has save states now that you can do.
Yeah.
I think that's something I remember talking about maybe. But that would make sense if they have that now.
And you can also skip forward through the games now. You can kind of like jump to certain levels if you want to. Basically, it's like you had, like you beat it and they gave you the ultimate cheat code at the end and you put it in. So you can do that now. You can also take a journey behind the scenes and learn more about the creation of these games. Like, if there's going to be a special feature about how they made them. And you can hear the whole soundtracks. The whole soundtracks are included in these discs as well.
Oh, that's sick.
I know, right?
You know, the Switch, Smash on the Switch, Ultimate, as a thing where you can play the music and just, like, have the screen technically off and just play the game music. And you can choose the tracks and all that. You know they have fucking tons of music in that shit, too.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, oh yeah, exactly. That was like kind of a fourth thing.
Yeah, there's a mode for that in there. So I wonder if they're doing something similar here.
Yeah.
Anyways, cool. Update on that.
Yeah.
My last piece of news regarding a game that I just talked about moments ago. Power Rangers, at least the developers of the Power Ranger games I was just talking about, not only did they do Battle for the Grid, but they also did Legacy Wars, which is the mobile game. The company behind that is called Enway, I believe. Yeah, Enway. Enway Incorporated. Apparently, mobile studio Animoca Brands has agreed to fully acquire Enway.
Oh, shit.
I'm not sure this is good. They're called a mobile studio, and that worries me right away.
Did their games suck? Normally?
I'm not... yeah, because it's a mobile game, yeah. So you can't always trust mobile games. I know Legacy Wars on mobile was doing pretty good. I don't like it personally just because it's a touchscreen game and all that. I prefer combos and shit. Anyways, now they have a console game, right? Are they going to continue with that? Are we going to get updates for this game some more? Because there's already DLC and all that. Will that continue? Will we get updates? I don't know. But, apparently they sold for $7.6 million.
God damn.
Yeah.
They got that much out of it, huh?
Not all of it though. The deal is to do $1 million or $1.9 million in cash and then $5.75 million in shares.
What?
Oh, that kinda sucks. I mean, it's still $1 million though for the small company that has two games.
I would have said hell no. But yeah, no, for having two games, yeah, you're right. Great deal.
With $1.69 million of that cash consideration going straight into Enway for operating purposes. So it's not even money for them to have. It's just them to continue to operate, I suppose. That's funny. But yeah. Also, right now, the company Enway has global licensing agreement for Lionsgate and Hasbro, which is why they have the Power Ranger shit going on.
Oh, shit.
On PC, mobile, and consoles and all that. It could be extended if certain revenue benchmarks are met by September 2020. So Lionsgate and Hasbro will continue to do this licensing with them if they show
some growth
in revenue with these games. So that sounds cool. I'll buy some DLC. The game itself is cheap. It's like $20. So I don't feel so bad buying DLC as opposed to other games,
$60,
which we love. You pay $60 and then you got to pay like $20 for the season pass and shit. You know, I want to buy it. Did I do it yet? I haven't done it yet. But season whatever, 3, for Tekken right now, it's like $30.
Oh, they have season 3 already?
Yeah. This has Zelfina and Leroy and the new
Gonryu.
And that new fool that we were talking about last time.
You have to do that if you want to be good at Tekken.
Or you could just, I mean, I guess.
And you got to be able to play all the characters.
And Street Fighter is just like that too, yeah. Actually, Street Fighter, you know what I want to do too? I need to ask Chris about this. All right, if anyone in chat knows this right now, I'm not sure. But the Street Fighter, what's it called? The new thing that connects to it. Championship Edition.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like $25 to get it if you already have the game. I want to know if it unlocks all the characters. That's the one thing. I'll do it if it unlocks all the characters.
You don't want to fight for them?
I fought for two already. It took me a year. It
damn.
Does, Diplomat says. All right, so I'm down to buy this championship edition and if I can unlock just everything now, because I don't have, all I have is two characters.
You probably use the old school cheat anyway.
No, you can't do cheats.
Oh, really?
To unlock shit, no. You have to earn fight money or just buy them straight up. So I'm down to buy this championship edition patch for it to unlock everything that comes out even later on, and it unlocks a lot of the like alternate outfits and all that. And according to diplomats right now, it's gonna unlock all the characters for me. So for $25, all the characters.
You're welcome.
So I think I'll be doing that. Anyways, I'm done with news. I guess that was part of my unfocused week.
I guess for my unfocused week from here, I got a lot of comics to read, the new X-Men ones to read. I'm going to finish Titans because I've been watching that and it's really fucking good. So much more drama than I realized. Like, they really give you a reason for Slade to hate the Titans and vice versa in this one.
Hmm.
I was like, because, you know, in the cartoon it's dope, you know, but you feel like it's kind of like cartoon supervillain shit, you know?
Yeah.
But with the show, the live action one, man, you'd see like, damn, I would hate this fucker too. Or if I was him, I would hate them too, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's pretty dope. So more Titans. What else have I been watching? I mentioned Hunt for the Wilder People. That's a really good movie. People should check that out. But for my future, I might want to see as many more Taika Waititi movies. I want to see what else he's got now. Like, I've already seen What We Do in the Shadows. But yeah, that being said.
Oh, you can't even see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
There's a comic I want called S.H.I.E.L.D. by Jonathan Hickman. It tells you the history, the old school, like how the company S.H.I.E.L.D. was born in Marvel,
mm-hmm.
and it actually goes beyond Egyptian times, like where it started from, and like Apocalypse started S.H.I.E.L.D. or some shit like that.
Whoa.
It's some crazy shit like that. Like, they go back into the classic history of the Marvel universe, like literally the birth of the planet way before this shit, because that shit wasn't even in the books ever, you know?
Yeah.
This shit goes into like history and you're like, motherfuckers created shit beforehand? Like, that's so fucking nuts, you know? So I want to buy that book. But that's one thing I'm aspiring to.
Cuckoo's in chat asking if we watched Witcher yet on Netflix.
Oh, The Witcher. No, have you watched it?
Not yet. I'm not that interested in watching it. Because I didn't play the game. I'm not really interested in the game. And I hear it's more based off the book and not so much the game. So I feel like I have less reason to watch it.
I don't see why that matters.
I don't know. Cars wants to watch it.
You should watch it.
I gave her
permission
to watch it without me.
You're tripping. I think you need to watch it. It's like mystical Game of Thrones, I heard. Like, more magic, but Game of Thrones.
I'll say, I don't know.
You seen the fucker and the ridiculous magical shit he does in Soul Calibur? Like,
yeah, and that makes me, I hate that motherfucker, so why do I want to watch a show based off
him? So you can change your perspective of him.
maybe there'd be some keys to how to defeat him. Maybe I should watch it then.
Exactly. Research.
Yeah.
It's for research.
All right. But anything else you're going to be up to?
Anything else I'm going to be up to? The year's almost over, man. More comic reading.
Oh, yeah. This is the last show for the year. Oh, shit. I mean, we should have said it like everyone else has been saying it. It's the last show of Unfocus for this decade.
Oh, damn. It really is.
Yeah.
Next time you hear us, it'll be a new era.
It'll be a new decade. The 20s.
You're welcome.
Damn. We're gonna probably be able to say 20s now.
Damn. That's weird.
Aside from that, more Soul. I still, like I always talk about, want to play more Tekken. And finish this damn Pikachu. So it's going to be huge.
I can't wait to see this thing, dude. That's the bare minimum. I don't know what the fuck this is going to look like.
The cool thing about this shit, too, is that he's fucking poseable. Like, he'll
move?
Yeah, you can actually move his legs and tilt his head different directions and all that, too. So he's also super poseable, too, which would
That's
be sick.
Weird.
I remember building my Venusaur that I have, too. I remember he started out like something like this big block and shit. I'm like, this is just the inside. And then it came together quick. This one's going to take forever. So I'll be done with that next month. No, hopefully in a couple days. And then football season ends this weekend. Fuck yeah. Are we going to beat the Seahawks this week, I hope? I've just been on that shit, man.
Try not, as Yoda would say.
So I definitely want to watch that. And then, yeah, just chill out, play shit. I need to play more. That's another thing. I played some Pokemon. I got my fourth gym badge, I think. Played some Fairy-type gym leader. I got to continue that, play more of that. I've been liking the game. Anyone who likes this game, I like it, yeah. There's this fucking Dragon-type that I caught, too. Once I learned where he was and where he existed, I think someone... Who told me? Who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody, and they told me, who the fuck was I talking to? Oh, it was one of my students. That's right. I was talking with one of my students about Pokemon and shit. We're all getting all into it, and he beat the game already, and he was just telling me some cool shit. I was like, did you come across a new dragon type? I'm like, no, what is it? It's like a grass dragon type. He's like, I don't like the design. I'm like, wait, a grass dragon type?
That's up your alley.
Exactly. I gotta see this fool. He's an apple. He's literally a fucking apple. And I guess he's a little dragon that lives in the apple. But once he evolves, he kind of comes out the apple. He has two forms, though. So depending on which version you have, you'll get a different form. And luckily, I got the form I like, too, that I saw. Because I ended up like, looking him up and how to get him, where to get him, and all that.
Yeah.
So he comes out the apple, pretty much. And now his wings and is the apple and shit. And he's just this little tiny dragon. He's pretty cool. His other form, he gets fat and shit. He becomes an apple pie, pretty much. It's weird, but it's a dragon grass type, so they got me hype.
The fact that there's a dragon grass type is just dope and weird.
Yeah, and then he also told me that there is these new fossils. Apparently, you got to get two fossils, a top and bottom half, and then you get them researched, and they become one. So you can kind of mix and match your fossil type.
What? Just looking weird. Mix with other things?
It's very limited. There's only like two different or four different versions you can get, possibly. Dude, it's kind of an interesting concept, though, right?
The fact that it can happen at all is pretty insane.
Yeah. So there's an ice electric type that I got. I didn't like him so much, so I just opted for this other Pokemon that I found that he told me about. Like, oh, the daycare, they give you a Pokemon. It's a poison electric type. I'm like, that sounds dope. He's like, yeah, he's pretty useful. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get him. So he's pretty dope. I forgot his name, but he's pretty legit.
You find this place in your team often?
Yeah. No. I don't get to use him too often. Just because I have a Toxapex, who's poison water, and so I've been using that more, and that's like one of my favorites from the recent generation. So I've been training that shit up too. But yeah, I'm having a good time with it though, and I like my current team right now. It's pretty dope. I still want to get a Melodic though. That's the one thing I need to look out for next. Oh, actually, with a new gym badge, I can go and catch. I need a way to surf though. That's my last thing I need to do before I can go and find that. Anyways, but yeah, I'll be playing more Pokemon and hopefully more Power Rangers Battle of the Grid. Battle for the Grid.
I want to try it out at least once.
Yeah, maybe later today, or I don't know, because right now I'm about to leave after this.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for joining us for episode 242.
And before we go, trivia.
Oh, throw it at us.
And then, so we'll repeat it next week on the next show.
And give you an answer.
And give you the answer. But I'll give you both questions because they're all on one card. But question number one, what is the name of the fantasy world in which Diablo series is set? That one I kind of know, and it says it right here, but I know this one. This one, which console, the other question, which console was controversially advertised as the world's first 64-bit console when, in fact, comprised two 32-bit processors? That's funny.
Well, we already know that. Anyway.
No, we don't. Cuckoo's already has the first answer. But yeah, anyone who's watching this, you want to email us, you want to tweet at us, you want to just leave it on the YouTube comments, you can put the answers to these just for fun. We're not going to do anything special about it, but next week we'll give those answers just to keep you guessing.
No, we're going to do something special. We're going to give props.
We're going to get props. That's right. Should we bring back the point system back?
Yeah, the star system.
The stars and unfocused points and the DJ and Daryl points. Anyways, that's old school shit. All right, guys, peace out. We'll see you guys next week. Hopefully next week. I don't know.
We'll see.
But
unfocused.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!